Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and things are opening up and starting to feel like normal again. I know 2020 was a crazy year, but a huge thing that was taken away that made it seem very strange was a lot of the activities and programs that the Gurney Park District has to offer. However, that is back in full effect this year. We welcome Susie Curavilla today.
Yes, Leah, you got it.
I nailed it, yes.
You sure did.
I wouldn't say nailed because I didn't sound very confident in my pronunciation. But Susie, Executive Director at Gurney Park District, how's it going?
It's going really well at the Gurney Park District. We actually feel alive.
Right?
Yes, we feel alive. There are children in the park running around making noises.
That was the saddest thing last year. I mean, there was a lot of sad things last year by driving past the park district, driving past the parks and not seeing how busy they were. And I know we were just talking off the air. My oldest grew up going to your guys' camps that you offer throughout the summer. And while you had kids there, it wasn't so much a camp.
No, we felt guilty calling it a camp because usually we have over 2,000 kids. Mm-hmm. And last summer we had about 125, somewhere around there. So it wasn't, the ones who came had fun, but it wasn't the same. But this year, it is a totally different experience over there.
And I mean, I know the first session's already started. Are you guys in the second session yet? Or
no, we're in the second week of
the first session. Yeah. So are there still spots available for
absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. Okay, yes. Cool. For the later sessions, there's still spaces available and people are still signing up for it.
Awesome.
So it's a great experience for the kids and even for me walking into the park and seeing the kids and hearing all the noises make it feel like, okay, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. Yeah.
So now that phase five has arrived, I mean, that's really what has reopened everything. All of the sites are reopened.
Everything is open. Yes. All the community centers are open. Fit Nation was open at some capacity most of the time anyhow. So, pretty much everything is open. The only thing that's left to open is the childcare at Fit Nation, which will open this coming Monday.
Okay. So great. And I guess I just, with everything, last year just seems like such a blur. I didn't realize that the aquatic center never opened last summer.
Never put water in it.
Oh,
yeah,
that was
sad. It was like depressing to go over there, which I didn't do too much because there was nothing to see.
Right.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there though, Hunt Club Park Aquatic Center, definitely a place that you can bring your children, or if you just want to go and get some sun, it has something for kids of all ages.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, body slides and big tube slides and drop slides.
And then the little kid area with the tiny slide.
I know. And I don't know, Lee, if you have been there in the near past. We put a new little slide in the kiddie area. It's a frog.
Oh, I love it.
It's a frog. Yeah. So it's all good there. And we were thinking that we weren't sure how the attendance was going to be when we opened up, if people are still in the mindset of COVID and fearful and such. But no, we're back to pre-COVID levels.
Yeah.
I mean, if the weather is good, people are coming in.
And the weather has been amazing.
It's been amazing. Especially the first couple of weeks, it was just hot every day. And it was, we had a lot of people coming in.
If you're going to be outside, you have to be by water. You guys also have volleyball courts and sand features there.
Yes, we do. We have a sand area for the little ones to play. I mean, even the little bit bigger kids could play in there. And then we have a sand volleyball court, two of them, actually. So that gives, you know, teenage years and up. I mean, they got plenty to do.
A little something else to do as well. Now, you guys are still following the safety protocols, the 6 feet apart, social distancing, face masks if you're not vaccinated.
Absolutely. At the Aquatic Center, it's a little bit different because it's outdoors.
Outdoors.
So CDC doesn't require or recommend that you wear a face mask outside.
Cool. So. Well, what about Fit Nation then?
Oh, Fit Nation is hopping over there. Lots of people, a lot of activities going on. It's really, that was one area where it was difficult to work out with your face mask on. Now since that is kind of, you know, vaccinated people don't have to wear face masks, so that has made experience a lot easier for many, and people are coming in. The attendance is great. We just opened up our sauna, steam room, and the spas. So pretty much everything is open. Like I said earlier, childcare is the only thing that's opening up
on
Monday.
It.
Yes. So it's a great experience there because that's a place where you have we have something for every need, every fitness need.
Right.
So, you know, the big weights.
Yep.
Or the,
women's area.
The women's area. And people like me, you know, I used to be one who did a lot of cardio before and thinking that that was enough. But then I learned that
same.
That's not enough.
You need more.
Gotta hit that iron.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm starting out. I'm intimidated by the big weights, right? The free weights. But
or just the other people around you.
Exactly. So, but then there is this whole circuit area that so many strength machines that we have. So if you don't want to start with free weights, you could start with those strength machines. So that's really a good way to ease into things.
And if you don't know how to start, then the classes are amazing too at Fit Nation. There's there's a class literally for everything. And you could refer your friends to Fit Nation.
Yes, absolutely. You can refer your friends to Fit Nation, and then we are planning on having many other promotions for people who are recommending someone.
Right.
They could get a month free.
Cool.
And so we hope that everybody comes and bring their friends. And it's not a place where you come and work out and go home.
No.
One thing we see is there's just such friendships.
It's like more of a family
more
feel
of a
for
family
sure.
over there. Yeah,
for sure. And I think that when you find that gym home, that's what makes it easier to go there.
Yes.
You know. The intimidation of finding a gym, too, in the beginning is very difficult. But Fit Nation, if you are looking, great place to go. Now, great. Everything, Gurney Park District, all the stuff opening back up. Really excited for that. But I think the big announcement that everyone was waiting for, that everyone was hoping for, was Gurney Days.
Yes, we're going to have Gurney Days this year. Yes. We were, like, waiting to make that decision. We're like, we said, okay, what is the absolute drop dead date to make this decision? And
right.
June 1st was that day because you'd need at least a couple of
months.
Yeah,
you guys, a lot of planning goes into that, I'm sure.
A lot of planning goes into it. So we're really excited that Gurney Days is happening. It's a slightly modified version of it. So it's on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so just taking away the Thursday, Friday.
So Saturday and Sunday. But we have the main events like fireworks.
Okay.
So the Village
Rib
Fest. Okay. Yes, the Exchange Club is doing the Rib Fest. The Village does the fireworks, and then we have parade. So if anyone is interested in entering in the parade, we have that. We have food booths. Yeah, not.
I want to be in the parade.
Mm. Oh, you can be in the parade.
Yeah, why can't I take the XLC car and go in the parade?
Of course.
Throw some candy out to the to the peoples.
You sure can.
Don't shake your head at me.
Oh, boy.
Concerts as well, which is another thing.
Yes, we have Axe and Hatchet Men. I don't know if you have heard of them.
No.
That it's our high school students, actually.
Oh, cool.
It's their band, and that's going to be playing on Saturday. That's the first band.
Yeah.
Second band is Bellocaine.
Oh, yeah. Nice. They always put on a great show.
Yeah. So we have that squared away, and then we have our show on Sunday.
Okay.
And we have a 5K race on Saturday morning. That's going to be starting at Hunt Club
cool.
Community Center. So that's all good. So most everything that was like a very community-oriented events of the Gurney Park.
We're back on.
I mean, Gurney Days is back on.
Back on. Great to hear it.
It'll be a great event. I mean, we're super excited about it.
Awesome. Well, Susie, thank you for sharing all that great information. Very happy to have you back in with some good news of things going on at the Gurney Park District. Before we let you go, though, got to ask you one question.
Yeah.
One more question, I guess.
All right.
What is your Gurney go-to?
Oh, I have several. I'm a foodie,
and
so I always have to think about restaurants.
Okay.
So, Saludos. I went to Saludos after a long while the other day, and I was like, ooh, the salad. I missed that salad?
That dressing.
Yes.
Bathe me in the salad dressing from Saludos. I'm not kidding. I get a bottle of it for Mother's Day. My neighbor got it for me. It's really good.
Yeah, so it was good stuff.
Susie, thank you so much for coming in. And again, Gurney Park District, the website, you could get all the information there.
Yes, absolutely. www.gurneyparkdistrict.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you so much.